La Crosse County Vector Control Officer Dave Geske says the pest, Oclerotatus japonicus, was somehow brought into the U.S. a few years ago. Geske says it's suspected the mosquito moved to Fort McCoy as a result of equipment moving among U.S. military bases. Geske says Fort McCoy had a good program that found the mosquito and had worked toward controlling it.
Our hope is that they were successful in doing that. And what we want to do now is help them do some more monitoring, because the federal government cut their surveillance program on these bases. And I view it as a really untimely thing, because here we recognize a problem they have in place, this wonderful program for surveillance, and then unfortunately it's cut.
Geske is working with military officials to try to get on the base to do monitoring given the cuts. He says the mosquito is likely to become established and could even move elsewhere after that. It's a carrier of West Nile virus and La Crosse encephalitis.
And what happens with japonicus is if it becomes established here, we have another mosquito vector for human disease, and one that's a little bit more tenacious, one that may progress a little bit farther than the mosquitoes that we find in nature here that carry those diseases.
Geske says people move much more quickly around the world now, and cutting funds to monitor for these kinds of vectors is a serious health issue. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse.